Usually, I go into recording these prepared with a topic in mind. And I have a bunch of topics written down of things that I'd like to discuss. However, also, when I go into recording these, I set an intention, do some meditation outside in the sun, and call in higher powers to tell me what it is that they want to deliver as a message today. And today I actually did the whole nine because it's the last episode of the year. And so I made it a very special ritual coming into recording this. And so I was expecting, as always, to receive a title or a topic. And I'm sitting here at blank. And so, with that, I'm getting that I just had to press record and go in on it and just allow flow to come through. And here we are. So, let's begin. Welcome back to the Advisor of Gods. It is such an honor to share the earth beneath us in this lifetime together here. Thank you so much for tuning in and being here, willing to listen, willing to learn, willing to explore and implore yourself through my consciousness, through my thinking. Kudos to you. Thank you so much. I was actually going to speak on personalities. That has been a peak topic of interest in my life recently, just on how I have been so aware of how I'm behaving and how I'm behaving with others, and just my interaction with the outer world, specifically with this character called Laura that I have created. And this year has really been a big lesson on that, on who is Laura? Who am I? Who is this character that I have created? If you have been listening to my previous podcasts, you are familiar with my body dysmorphia and my disassociation with what I look like. And slowly but surely, as I'm healing and as I'm contemplating on this Laura character, and I've realized that my body dysmorphia comes from a lack of consistency on what I look like. And I've had multiple people tell me that I'm like a shapeshifter, that I don't look like me in my pictures, and then I'll have one like that. I look different in every single picture, basically. And I agree. I agree. And that's not really helpful to my body dysmorphia, honestly. But for example, my weight fluctuates a lot. I eat pretty healthy and I exercise often. And with travel and just my life in general, my body fluctuates a lot. And because my body fluctuates a lot, my face fluctuates a lot. And because also I can tap into these different essences, for example, when I model, I tap into this divine feminine essence that I'm obviously not carrying 24/7, but this is what I display when I'm modeling this powerful divine goddess essence. And obviously, I don't carry that with me 24/7, that I don't carry my model face with me 24/7, right? But because I'm able to shift, and since I was little, I had been very aware of how my personality affects others, and I had a basic understanding of psychology since I was little also, and because I've been very observant and I've learned to curate content, curate myself to others to get different results, to get certain results. And it's something that we all do, whether we realize it or we don't. What, for example, when you're in a room full of people and somebody makes a joke, and even though you don't think it's funny, you're laughing because everybody else in the room is laughing. Little things like that. And I keep thinking to myself, where does that come from? And how we have been trained that way? Just bringing into awareness that we actually have, that our personality is really just a culmination of the things that we have witnessed others do or say or act. And we have gathered all these different fragments from everybody that we have witnessed do these things. And then we have put together a personality for ourselves. And so a lot of us have not developed a personality of our own. It's just fragments of other people in our lives, all glued together into who you are. And that's something I've been thinking a lot about, and how our traumas, our childhood, our parents, our society, our classmates, our friends have shaped and molded us into who we are today. And this year for me was really a lesson of, look what happens when you allow that. Look what happens when you don't curate content for yourself. Look what happens when you allow all these beings to influence you, to influence who you are, to influence who you become. And so that was going to be the topic for this entire episode. But this episode's being called to be a little bit more personal. And that's something that I have really learned to appreciate, on how I have learned through other people's experiences. As much as I love reading nonfiction, I love reading fiction too. I love reading autobiographies. I love reading novels. I love reading other people's stories. Even if it's made up, you're putting yourself in other people's shoes and seeing through their lens and learning through their lens. And it's so powerful. Even if it's made up, you are allowing yourself to see through somebody else's lens. And that reminds me a quote from this movie called Cloud Atlas that says, "Our lives are not our own. From womb to tomb, we are bound to others, past and present. And by each crime and every kindness, we birth our future." And then my favorite part, "To be is to be perceived. And so to know thyself is only possible through the eyes of the other." Whoa. You may only know yourself if you look through the mirror of others. You ever hear that people are reflections of yourself? This is the world of mirrors. As above, so below. As within, so without. You are in mirror land. I'm actually going to read that again because it's just so powerful. "To be is to be perceived. And so to know thyself is only possible through the eyes of the other." I'm going to read that other part again. "Our lives are not our own. From womb to tomb, we are bound to others, past and present." So powerful. It's so true. Think about it. What would this world, what would this experience be if you were the only person here? If you were just dropped here as a baby? First of all, you would not be able to survive. But what would experience be without others? I feel that I learn through others. I learn through interacting with others. And again, with the personality thing, what is your personality? Who are you, if not a culmination of all these other aspects of other people that you have gathered? My birthday just passed. I just turned 24 on December 5th. And December 6th, I wrote in my journal because, so I have been experiencing lately a lot of full spectrum experience, a lot of a little bit of everything, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And I feel that I have called that upon my experience because I'm in the process of figuring out what it is that I like and what it is that I don't like. And I have been on both ends of the spectrum. I lived a crazy life of partying and doing crazy things. I'm just going to say that. And I have lived a monk life of vegan for 3 years and meditation. And literally all I would do is read day in and day out, and I would literally not do anything else. I have lived both extremes, and I'm at a point in my life where I'm curating the experience that I want to experience through this vessel called Laura, because I only have a limited time to do that, right? And so on my birthday, on December 5th, I ingested spirits, alcohol, drinks. And I wrote here on my journal, I was reflecting on how we behave in front of others, depending on what end of the spectrum they are in or their level of understanding and awareness of themselves and life, and how obviously the conversation I'm going to have with a quote unquote spiritual folk versus somebody that I just met at a party, for example, are going to be completely different conversations. And how it's not necessarily a bad thing to curate, morph, or change the way that you are being perceived for that person to receive you in such a way. And I realized that through modeling, I had to do that a lot. I had to continuously speak with strangers, people I had never ever met in my life that I had only exchanged a few messages with, and go meet up to these photo shoots without knowing their name, without knowing their face. And I know that you may think that that's something irresponsible to do, but obviously with discernment, I would do these things. It's not like I would just throw myself at anybody and anyone. But with discernment, I would go out without knowing what these people look like, what these people sound like, what these people's names are. And I would have to present myself in such a way that I sound professional, and I would go into these particular situations with a very specific mindset, like I'm about to do something very vulnerable, which is to take the majority of my clothes off to be photographed. And so I have to create an environment with a stranger that I've never even met before, where there is an intimacy in a way that there's chemistry, so the pictures look good, that I myself am comfortable enough to allow this vulnerable state to be. And so like a chameleon, I basically learn to change colors and morph according to my environment and the situation, and not necessarily like in a fake way, just in I have the control and the power to do so way. I have the control to psychologically influence these interactions for the best outcome. And so as a content creator on Instagram, I have seen how for years I have been curating experiences for people. And that has translated into my day-to-day life when I go out and I meet new people. It's obviously I'm showing my best side forward always, and then also appealing to the crowd, basically. It has really helped that I've always been a very full spectrum being, and ever since I was little, I've just been interested in a number of things. And, I went to music school for 7 years, and I took on a bunch of different sports, and I got into painting and art. And now I do all of this techie stuff like graphic design and website design and editing. And I've always loved video games. I'm learning 3D art. It just always has been a very full spectrum experience for me. And so younger, I really struggled with figuring out who I was, because I always saw how people, they dedicate themselves to one very specific thing, and so that's their thing. And I always wonder what my thing is. Like, yeah, I can do all these different things, but, you know, not one really truly, like, just makes me go crazy passionate about it, and for me to call myself the gym rat or the geek or the nerd or the, you know, all these other different personality titles that we give ourselves. And so at 24, I just turned 24. And so at 24, so now at 24, I have a much more clear vision of at least who I don't want Laura to be. And I have brought into awareness for myself the different personality traits and how I choose to present myself to others, and how I have full control of that, and just realizing that I can choose who Laura becomes. That maybe the past Laura was shaped by society, maybe the past Laura was shaped by her parents, by her family, her traumas. But this Laura, this new year, I choose who I want to become. I choose who Laura becomes now. And every single moment of my day, I'm so aware of this. Any decision that I make now, every word, every phrase I choose to use on how to respond to somebody else shapes my experience and who Laura becomes. So, as I was saying, I have allowed Laura a wide palette, wide variety of experiences lately, because for the past 7 months, I have gone inwards entirely, just away from other people, have not really gone out. The pandemic really assisted in many ways as an excuse to stay indoors and just really go in within myself and really get to know myself. I don't think that I have spent enough time with only myself. I have always either had a boyfriend, a partner, or I've always been with my best friend, my girlfriend, and not really just spent some time to really get to know my true self. And so that's what I had been doing for the past 7 months. And this past month, I have really allowed myself to just experience, to go back out into the world, to get to taste a little bit of both ends of the spectrum again, but now in awareness and with intention. And so now everything changes. And so December 6th, I made this journal entry. I was reflecting on my week of my birthday week, because that week I had experienced so many wide variety of things. I had gone to a spiritual festival, which was so beautiful and so powerful and life-changing, of witnessing these wonderful beings who just are so whole with themselves that they allow for full expression to come through. And there was lots of tears of joy and lots of awareness being poured in through what I was experiencing there, being with wonderful beings who know how to hold space and who see me beyond this flesh, who see my great spirit. And then, well, I did other activities, but the day of my birthday, I went to a dance hall party in Miami because I love that vibe. I love that music. I love to dance. And so obviously the vibe there was very different, and it was just really interesting because there was a lot of people there from my past crazy life, or just before I came into the awareness, just before I started to give a fuck, basically. And there was a lot of those beings there, and then there was also the beings who I came with, which I'm not really going to go into specifics, but I would say that they probably have not learned to see through my flesh. Let's just put it that way. It's just a different level of awareness, but beings who I love nonetheless and who add to my experience nonetheless. And so I wrote this journal entry because I was realizing how there is an importance in wanting to regulate my emotions and regulate my personality. Just realizing how, because I'm experiencing all these full spectrum people, I have to accommodate my personality, or just what I'm speaking, the words that I'm saying, how I'm saying them, for them to be received in a way that I desire. And then in my journal, I was also reflecting on how it's very similar to drinking spirits. So I wrote here, when there are spirits involved, it is easy to let go and be taken over. And so I'm having this conversation with myself and I say, isn't that the point of ingesting a spirit, to be taken over? But then I realize that because I drink in awareness and with intention, I'm using the spirit. It's not using me, as many people who drink experience that, like, just something takes over them. And so I realize that it's very much like interacting with people, how sometimes we allow them to take over, the conversation, to take over how we respond, to take over how we react. And so here I'm concluding on my journal entry. Well, there's more, but I'm not going to go into it. But here I conclude at the end, I say, sovereign spirit, sovereign energy isn't moved by external influences. It moves through or with its own internal flow, influencing that which is external. And if you tuned into my last podcast, this is what we are aiming for here. This is what a God, a creator, is aiming for, is complete sovereignty, complete control of their life, of themselves, and of their reality. I'm going to read that journal entry again. Sovereign spirit, sovereign energy isn't moved by external influence. It moves through and with its own internal flow, influencing that which is external. So through my awareness, through my consciousness, I tap into my internal flow. And so that I may move with intention and purpose, influencing my external reality. So as I'm moving through the reality, I'm curating my experience with my awareness, with my intention, that my personality is curated by me and not my traumas and not my triggers and not the stars. And if it's full moon, then I lash out on people, or because I'm a Sagittarius, that's just how I am and there's nothing I can do about it. There's people that will make anything their personality. There's people that make kombucha their personality. There's people that go to the gym and make the gym their personality. No judgment whatsoever. Just observations and just seeing how we curate who we are based off of what. And it's just, all of this is just a conversation for you to have with yourself, as I'm having with myself, of why and how and where is this coming from, and just a continuous exploration of how much control do I actually have? How much control am I given over to what people think of me or whatever it might be? And how much can I actually create and curate myself? How personalized does this experience get? How much can I tweak and play around with to curate the most interesting experience for myself? Just things that I have been asking myself and just playing around with in my mind and in my reality, and allowing these reflections to show me new things. I love talking to everybody and anyone, because I get so much out of these interactions, of these mirrors, of these reflections of myself. There's so much to learn in a small conversation with a stranger. There's so much to learn in a conversation with somebody who I would think has nothing in common with me. There's so much to learn in a conversation with a being who I have so much in common with. Another thing, and the last thing I will pull out from this journal entry that I wrote, was, it is helpful to be around beings you don't feel fully comfortable with. That way you have an opportunity to break those boundaries. If you stick to one color in your color palette to paint a picture, you will paint a monochrome picture. If you stick to one tone when you're creating your music, you will create a monotone sound, song. And so it is of great interest for the artist to pick a wide range of colors, a wide range of tones, a wide range of experiences to curate and paint the perfect life picture for us to have a whole, a full experience. Truly, we need to experience a wide range, a variety of experiences. My advice to you, creator, is don't settle for where you're at. Continue to explore yourself. Any desires that you have had recently, maybe you felt like you wanted to start a new hobby or a new activity, something has really been calling you. We're so fortunate that we have access to the internet, and there's just so much available to us at all times. There's so many possibilities and opportunities to dive into new things, new experiences, new knowledge, to learn new skills. On a day-to-day basis, if you have the opportunity to talk to somebody you normally wouldn't go up to, try it out. Maybe something interesting might happen from that interaction. Perhaps your diet has been feeling a little bit monotone. Maybe it's time to include new ingredients into your cooking. Maybe it's time to just switch it all together and have an entirely different diet that you've never experienced before. Maybe it's time to add new supplements into your diet. Maybe your closet needs a change. Maybe you're tired of wearing jeans and a shirt. Maybe you need to go to a store and try on a dress you'd never think you would ever try on before. Even if you don't end up buying the piece, maybe you just need to try. Maybe you just need to experience something new that you would never thought you would ever try before. Because why not? Perhaps in your beauty routine, have you ever heard of gua sha? Have you ever heard of dry brushing? Even if it's just exfoliating, maybe you're a guy and you've never tried a homemade scrub before, or a store-bought scrub before. Maybe you've been using the same deodorant for 5 years. Maybe you've been using the same toothpaste for 5 years. Going back to the personality thing, maybe there's a character that you have developed, a archetype that you have developed your character to be. Maybe you felt like the ruler and you need to control everything. Maybe it's time for you to let go and surrender to the flow. Maybe you've been the hero, always saving everybody. But maybe you need some saving right now. Some of us stay stuck in these characters, and they have everything to do with our personality and how we are presenting ourselves to the world, how we're presenting ourselves to others. And so we attract certain characters into our lives based off the character that we curate. It's important here to introduce the law of harmony, yin and yang, if you will. A buyer attracts a seller. A victim attracts a vampire. And that's just how it works. And so it is very important that the character that we're curating has no victim-like qualities. And if we're choosing the qualities that we're choosing to
portray, we are aware of what harmony may bring back around as a reflection so that we learn more about ourselves. These people, these characters that we meet are mirrors, reflections of ourselves. And so judgment is truly pointless because you're only judging yourself. These reflections that you're seeing around you are a lesson, something that you have attracted through harmonics, through the law of attraction. It's you looking back at yourself. I'm going to read to you this meme. I know, reading a meme. Okay. It's this girl. She's talking to Instagram and she says, "Thanks for ruining my life." And Instagram says, "I'm literally an algorithm designed to maintain your attention by learning from your behavior and mirroring it back, which consciously or unconsciously captivates you and the people you interact with. I'm quite literally one of the most tactful tools for the collective unconscious and for personal shadow work. That is, if you can begin to realize that you aren't merely disturbed by social media, but that you're disturbed by your own reflection." What do we think about that? Our reality is a constant reflection of what is going on in our consciousness. It is reflecting back to us the problems and dilemmas that we refuse to work through. It's like a big giant red flag saying, "Hey, pay attention to me," but you still think this is happening outside of yourself, so you will never be able to correct it within yourself. But it's all a mirror. As I was saying in my last podcast, the non-local consciousness, the consciousness, the collective consciousness that we are all tapping into is what is creating this physical reality. That is why it is important for every single one of us to get it together and heal ourselves and deal with these shadow aspects, these unknown aspects of ourselves, because we are reflecting the reality back out. That is why there's just so much confusion and chaos going on outside, because there's a lot of confusion, chaos going on inside. We are dealing with hundreds, if not thousands, of years of unhealed, uncoped with trauma. And because we carry the DNA through the 37 mitochondrial genes in our DNA that connects us back to our original mother, we are all connected, and we all have been connectedly carrying this baggage. And so we're unloading, we are sorting out through our own personal experience that is a reflection of that subconscious, non-local consciousness, all of the weight of our previous past experiences. And not I'm not speaking of in previous lifetimes, I'm speaking of just in your lifetime now, in this experience, since the day that you were born, through the programming of your family, through the programming of the society, you have been carrying that weight. I'm not talking about past experiences. You don't need to have access to those previous past experiences to carry that weight. It is seen through how you were raised. It is seen through how our society behaves. It is seen through the system. We have lived the trauma of hundreds and thousands of years of misconduct through this lifetime experience now. And so through your own personal experience, you have the opportunity to break that cycle. And you can only break that cycle by doing something new. You may only disrupt the system by creating a new system. We only change it all by doing something that has never been done before. And through your own unique fingerprint, through your own unique expression, you have the opportunity to do that. You're doing that right now. It is so powerful what you are doing. You are so powerful. And I'm so freaking proud of you. You are doing so great, my friend. Continue listening to that inner voice. Continue listening to your inner guidance, which is telling you the path. It is showing you the way, your inner compass, telling you what it is that you like and what it is that you don't like, what you want more of in your experience and what you don't want more of in your experience. And through that, if you just follow that, That is more than enough to heal, to take everybody home. Because by you showing up as authentically yourself, as this unique expression desires to be expressed, you that carries us all through the DNA, through you forging a new path for yourself, a path of happiness, a path of joy, a path of abundance that our previous generations have not carried through because of greed, because of fear, because of lack. By you forging that new path, you are forging a new world. You are creating a new world. And so to conclude here, it's time to begin something new. To get something different, you must do something different. And so let's do something different. Let's do something different. Let's do something that we enjoy. Let's do something that we want to do for once. Let's follow our gut. Let's follow our desires and see what comes of that. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you for doing what you're doing. Thank you for this experience that you are experiencing, as it is adding unto everyone else here, including myself. It is truly an honor to share the same air with you. It is truly an honor to be here and deliver this message to you, O potent creator. I send you my most infinite love, as always. Bye. Catch you on the next one.